wake up your day.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the news at 18 hours. We take a look at stories making headlines. The government warns of action against firms over dam collapse pollution in Kitwe. Court ruling on political parties sparks urgency for bill passage. Netanyahu claims the most of Iran's steel production destroyed as Tehran targets Gulf energy sites.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
For the details, my name is Kalunga Mukulangoma Mwape. Government has warned that it will take action against those that are responsible for tailing dam collapse in Kitwe's Eluto area, which has polluted the Chibuluma stream and killed aquatic life. A disused dam collapsed, discharging about 3.5 tons of high metals in Kitwe's Chibuluma stream that feeds into the Kafue River. This has disrupted water supply to thousands of residents in Zamtan Township and Zambia National Service Area. Copperbelt Minister Elisha Matamba has described the situation as unacceptable, saying lives are at risk due to pollution. He warned that directors of the company will account for the pollution. The dam, previously owned by ZCCMIH, was sold to a private investor, ALC, which is allegedly responsible for the facility's maintenance. An inspection team found significant environmental damage and heavy metals in the stream. The Mineral Regulation Commission and Zambia Environmental Management Agency are investigating.
Because this expense has to be on their head. The expense of the fish which was lost, vegetables, even just cleaning the environment, it's them who are supposed to do it. Because like you said, this rain, obviously every day we will have restoration going on, even in Kafue River. That investor is serious. There's no way he was going to be in Lusaka or somewhere without standing here. Such a big thing. No.
Obviously, this, the fish will not breathe in this. Whether it be 10 years from now, 20, 30, because of the makeup of this material, fish breathes through the grill. It will not survive.
The local government association of Zambia's core as a government, rather, to ensure that ongoing review of the Constituency Development Fund is anchored on strong oversight mechanisms to guarantee meaningful impact at community level. Government is currently carrying out consultations on the review of the Constituency Development Fund Act following the inclusion of members of parliament or in councils. And the local government association of Zambia President Vincent Lilanda says as a CDF has the potential to transform local community if it is properly managed and monitored. Mr. Lilanda notes that while the increase in CDF allocation has created opportunities for development, weak oversight could undermine the fund's effectiveness. He says that transparency, accountability and clear monitoring systems must be central to the review process.
It's sad that such issues have continued coming under the Auditor General's report. And, you know, when you look at our local authorities, I think our workers are highly qualified, that's what we are saying. But if issues to do with the, you know, abusing of funds, I think they know the procedure. They know the procedure and they know what follows. Once you are found wanting, I think the law will follow. But when I now look at the issues of maybe to do with overemploying, I think those are the issues maybe we need to also to engage with our other stakeholders, like the Local Services Commission, to see where we've gone wrong. Uh-huh. Because the councils, I mean, I think in most of the positions are from the employers, the Local Services Commission. So we need to engage like each other.
The Advocacy for Democratic Governance Foundation, ADEG, has welcomed the recent court ruling on political party regulation, saying that it is a timely decision that calls for swift action from the government. ADEG Executive Director Gideon Musondasin urged the government to expedite the enactment of the political parties bill, which has been pending. Mr. Musonda emphasizes that the bill is progressive and will promote democracy within political parties and guide the adoption processes. He said his foundation is pushing for the bill to be passed before the 2026 general elections to help resolve conflicts in political parties. Mr. Msonda believes that the 12-month time frame given by the court is too long and urges the government to act quickly. He called on the government to prioritize the bill when Parliament resumes sitting later this month. Mr. Msonda says that passing the bill will provide a framework for regulating political parties and promote democratic processes.
We know the time frame that has been given, that within 12 months. But for us, we want to call on government. Something progressive should not be, you know, should not last, you know, long. Yeah, something that is progressive and compelling, I think, need to be acted upon expeditiously. Political parties bill, it's something that as stakeholders, we have called on, you know, the authorities, so that the processes of passing it into, you know, a law, you know, can be taken in a quicker manner. Yeah, so I think we call on government that let them act on the court's ruling.
The Pharmaceutical Society of Zambia says government to quickly implement a recent presidential directive of stopping the importation of medicines already produced locally. Society President Kigen Mwape says that the move will support the growth of Zambia's pharmaceutical manufacturing sector and strengthen local capacity. Mr. Mwape notes that limiting imports of medicines made within the country will give local manufacturers a stable market and encourage further investment. He says that the policy is expected to create jobs, improve supply reliability and reduce dependency on foreign medicines. Mr. Mwape says that with the right support, local pharmaceutical companies can meet national demand and contribute to broader economic growth.
And we are happy that the government has taken proactive stance to ensure that we protect the local pharmaceutical manufacturing. And we are happy so that we grow in this sector, because we've been stagnant as a country for a long period of time. Partly due to the same issue of importing the same products that are being manufactured locally.
Mm-hmm.
So such a policy is well supported by Pharmaceutical Society of Zambia, and we are hopeful that with its full implementation, that Zambia will be able to make strides in terms of local pharmaceutical production.
And now, business news.
Economic analyst and chartered accountant Henry Mole has observed that businesses continue to face other barriers, which include high compliance costs for small businesses after being established. In an interview with Millennium Radio, he said that this results in most of these businesses remaining dormant after establishment. Mr. Mole added that others also tend to create low-value employment opportunities. He notes that the census on business establishment from 2010 to 2025 indicates growth in appetite to establish businesses in Zambia, but many remain non-operational. Mr. Mulea said it may also affect reduced barriers to establishing businesses in the country. However, I caution that this may not necessarily indicate corresponding improvements in the economy or the job market. Mr. Mulea pointed out that the GDP per capita in 2010 was higher than the estimated GDP per capita for 2025.
Businesses continue to face other barriers, which include high compliance costs for small businesses. This results in most of these businesses remaining dormant after establishment. Others also tend to create low-value employment opportunities. So we need to resolve the other barriers within the business sector, especially compliance costs, where there are so many licenses, so many certificates, and so many tax issues to deal with, especially for small businesses. And we need also to just make the institutions that are involved in demanding compliance from the businesses to find a way in which they can streamline their operations.
We take a break. We do have more news thereafter.
Advertise with Millennium Radio, you take a leap of confidence because you have an active audience of over 6 million people waiting to buy your products and services. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, your success is assured because our professional team works with you to ensure you hit your